Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Thanks for tuning in today. Most of us have heard of what we refer to lightly as the rat race. The rat race is the daily grind. It's getting up early, grabbing a cup of coffee, a slice of burnt toast on the way out the door, sitting on the freeway in rush hour traffic, working an 8-hour shift, all to earn wages that in most cases don't cover the costs of our living. The rat race is also the mom jumping up early in the morning, trying to enjoy a morning hug and a kiss that doesn't last long enough, fighting with the Sandman for your kids' attention as you try to get them washed, clothed, fed, and off to school in time, then retreat to a mountain of housework that no matter what you do, it just keeps growing. The major problem with the rat race is even if you win, you're still a rat. Scrambling, scourging, scuttling, and scouring, just a number in the crowd, just a body on the pile. I want to encourage you to exit the rat race. Don't live like a rat and settle to work for the crumbs that will barely satisfy the demands of a single day. God has created you to be bigger, to live bigger, to have bigger. But it all starts with your ability to see bigger. And that begins with your ability to see bigger about yourself. I'd like to suggest that you take a piece of paper. It can be a full sheet, or you can tear a piece off, or it can even be the size of a post-it note. But take a piece of paper and write the word bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R, on the paper. Now tape that to your bathroom mirror. Take another piece of paper, write the word bigger on it, and stick it in your wallet. So when you have those lulls in the day, you can take that piece of paper out, look at it, and remember that there's a life out there bigger than the one you're experiencing now. But you have to see it in your mind before you can see it in your hand. Now we'll deal with how you get from where you are to where you want to be later, but right now, let's just refocus the lens, recharge our vision, and get out of the rat race. This is Bigger Week, and we're going to go for something bigger. That's my time for today. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. Let's go into the rest of the day with the following prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this precious gift, this moment. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the task set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Have a great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.